just radio.
I'm so glad I have you right here. Thank God, my eye! I'm gonna poke my eye out! I don't believe it! My mother would say, you're doing that on purpose! Putting the microphone in your eye! Why do you do things like that? You're like a crazy person! The other comedians aren't poking their eyes out! Why do you have to do that? One of these days, one of your crazy friends is gonna put a needle in that microphone. Then it's gonna be real funny, isn't it? Walking around with one eye. Why do you do this to your father and I? You're like a mental case on stage. I don't think you wanna see. Anything in my house could poke an eye out when I was a kid. Be passing pizza across the table. You're gonna take your brother's eye out with that slice. Now put your goggles on and go to bed. And stop rolling around up there. Rolling in the bed. Why are you rolling? Your brothers don't roll. Your father doesn't roll. You're like a crazy person rolling. Rolling, rolling, rolling. You're gonna fall out of that bed and poke your eye out.
Strategist Radio.
Raw and real. No crap. No fluff. No hype. Just pure strategic pleasure from his playbook to yours. Love, affection, and looking out for you. Live from the Trinity Webworks Business Radio Studios on the Trinity Broadcast Network. The Strategist Radio Live with your Italian ace in the hole, TJ Marino. It's all about business and marketing excellence.
We're going to break in story.
And ask yourselves, people.
That Thinks Hotline has finally put him in the hot seat.
Be afraid also. Tremendously afraid.
I can do rhythm, Blake.
Good evening, citizens of Earth.
He's due for a good performance.
One mouse click at a time.
Hey, it's time to draw something. Everybody want to draw something?
The Strategist Radio Live with TJ Marino.
Stand by for action.
We expect to resume normal broadcasting shortly.
Okay, everyone into the strategy hot tub. Oh, it's bubbly and real nice. Welcome to Strategist Radio Live for your Thursday, 25th day of June 2015, 6:03 on the West Coast. Lee Iacocca once said, the thing that lies at the foundation of positive change, the way he sees it, is service to a fellow human being. While Henry Rollins once said, my optimism wears heavy boots and is loud. Samuel Johnson once said, my dear friend, clear your mind of can't. Welcome to Thursday. How are you? Happy summer. Marketing strategy is where we go this morning. Tips for profitably landing business-to-business customers, B2B. You know, B2B, marketing requires a specific strategy as compared to that of marketing to individual consumers or consumer groups. The internet has opened up an entire gateway to tools, tactics, and solutions for alluring and closing B2B clients. Now, one problem for entrepreneurs is that with so many tools, tactics, and solutions now available for the taking, the online marketing decision-making process has led to an online marketing resource confusion. Yeah. This being the case, there does exist a few straightforward techniques to help you profitably grow your B2B bottom line. And what are these techniques? We'll talk about that on today's program. Also, what about toxic people? Yuck. Today, we'll check in with our friends at Entrepreneurs, six toxic people who are hurting your business success right now. We'll fix that, won't we? And Linda Groton will check in London Business School professor, talk about networking strategy for the digital age. And we'll also check in with our good friend Ivan Meisner. That's right. He's the chairman of BNI. Talk about how to design and implement an effective networking strategy. All ahead on this edition of Strategist Radio, live for your Thursday. Man, I just want you to know one thing, and I want you to know it now. You are crazy freaking amazing.
I love you!
And namaste. Namaste means what? What does namaste mean? Do you know what namaste means? Come on, what's namaste? That's right. It means I bow to you.
Yeah!
You're so smart. You're so educated. I can't pull anything off on you, can I? I can't get anything beyond your mind or over your head. Hey, listen, you're terrific. That's why I get my butt out of bed every morning so I can spend the first thing I do in the day. I get a little potty. Got to do that. Got to have my coffee. And then you. So number three, that's not bad.
Yeah!
So today we've got a ton to talk about, and I just wanted to again just say thank you so much for your kind support, your friendship, your understanding, your encouragement, your enrichment. I mean, you literally fuel my tank. It's so many wonderful emails every single day, social media pings, thanks for sharing, thanks for sending the love. It just totally means the world to me. I got a little note from Nicole this morning. She popped up a little IM on the Google platform and said, hey, I was out there talking to my peeps here at work. Now, of course, I'm paraphrasing. And basically just singing your praises. And I thought, my God, how cool to have a little rah-rah like that, a little Canadian rah-rah. Thanks, Nicole.
Yeah!
Just one big happy family around here. You know, that's how it works, too. It's all about the networking thing. We're going to talk a little bit about that today on the program, both with Linda Groton. She's over at London Business School. And also, Ivan will check in. Meisner, talk about how to design and implement an effective networking strategy. And remember, what we talk about on the program Monday through Friday from 6 to 6:30 a.m. Pacific Time Live, which we turn into a podcast right after the live airing each day. For those that can't make the live show in the morning, hey, look, we're all busy, right? So I've got to make it convenient for you. So we turn it into a podcast. We beam it out. We syndicate it. We make sure that it's totally available on the hub for free. Anytime you want to get to any of the archives, just go to tjmoreno.com. There for you. But it's so much, you know, that I throw out at there at you, and I try not to fire hose, not because you're a dope, but because we got 30 minutes each and every day. We're in and we're out. And so my goal is to maybe plant a seed, maybe give you an idea, maybe remind you of things that maybe we've both long forgotten that needed to be reinvented, reinvigorated, right? So then you can go out and do your due diligence and see if it might fit nice and neat into your particular business strategy. That's why we do this each and every day. You set the standard. You're the gauge for this program. Your email is to support at tjmoreno.com, talking about where it hurts. Sharing your victories, sharing your defeats, talking about how you got back on your feet, talking about things like cost analysis and competitive analysis and things like financial pro formas, all the questions that you ask, I so appreciate them a lot. And it really does fuel my tank. And I just want you to know that I'm madly enthralled with you.
I love you.
And I love you.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's get into today's program. A lot to talk about today. Before we get into tips for profitably landing business-to-business customers, B2B, let's check in with our friends and entrepreneur. And this, I think, is we all suffer from this. There's always the, you know, the dreary Daniels and the cranky Carmens and all the people that the evil soothsayers who are the people that are toxic. Everything's always drama, drama this, drama that. They're always complaining. Instead of being critical thinkers like you and I, which takes practice, you and I, we're not any better than anybody else, but we work really hard, don't we? We're like works in progress. I'm not any better than you, and you're not any better than me, and we're not any better than anyone else. It's just that we have a passion to continually evolve and to grow. But there are people out there that just seem like they get caught up in this land of toxicity. So what are these people doing, and how do we get around that? What do we do? Problem, solution. Remember, critical thinking. Is it a problem? to what level of a problem is it? Where do we put it on our scale, right? The litmus test, where is it? Number one position, two position. If it's a major problem and it's a super priority, then we got to think about it. How big of a problem is it? Does it need to be solved right away? And then rather than blowing our energy through crying or getting pissed off, it's we just take it and we look for that solution. And it's amazing when you take your energy away from, you know, going into the fetal position like we often do sometimes. We can think clearly because we remain calm because we're always looking for problem-solution approach, always looking towards that solution, all right? So who are these people? Now, we've been talking a little bit over the last few weeks about entrepreneur, what we call cultural IQ. And today, Shannon Kaiser shares. She's an author and happiness expert through our friends over at Entrepreneur. And if you don't have a subscription to Entrepreneur yet, please consider it, entrepreneur.com. So when you are growing your own business, people do matter around you. I'll say things like, what you think of me is none of my business. And you don't define me. I mean, we can say that all, but it still hurts. I mean, I was bullied as a kid. I would come home crying in grammar elementary school. I would come home crying because Jeff or Philip, and I remember their names to this day. That's how much of an impact. So people do matter, especially as you're growing your business. Now, whom you bring on your team is just as important as your client base. As an entrepreneur, you want to ensure that you are set up for long-term success. And sometimes that means cutting out dead weight. Doesn't mean you're better than someone else. It just means it's not a good fit, and they're either boosting you or holding you in position or pushing you back. There's either door number one or door number two. If they're holding you in position, that's kind of holding you back. If they're being visceral, that's definitely holding you back and tanking your head. So we want people that are going to be forward thinkers. We want people that are going to be innovators. But what about these toxic people who hurt our success? And Shannon breaks it down into six attributes. First of all, there's the gimme more person. You familiar with the gimme more person? They call you for free advice. They ask for refunds on your products, services, even though they didn't even use it, right? Or they just want to meet for coffee and pick your brain. The gimme more person. Okay, light bulb coming on now. You know, maybe one or two of these. Though when you're growing your own business, people will always be behind you looking at what you are doing and wanting to know the how you're doing it, right? Well, Shannon says when she started her own business as a life coach and author, she'd meet people for coffee all the time, but most of them just wanted to pick her brain and find out how she got where she was. But she said she wasn't following anyone's idea of solid networking strategy. So this hurt her. So the note is spending your time answering questions or handing out advice to the freebies crowd is keeping you from growing your business. I just met a wonderful, incredible woman with an incredible brand just a few days ago. I mean, I won't even give you her name. She's just amazing. I was just in awe. Such a beautiful, smart, intelligent entrepreneur woman. And it's like she's doing all of these things for everybody else, but her company's suffering from it. Number two, Shannon says, your own obsessive inner critic also is toxic. And we all have one. The obsessive inner voice that says, you aren't good enough. I got one of those. Remember we talked about this last week when I said quit listening and start talking to it and say, I don't think so, mister, miss, that this is what's going on. There's no one will sign up or invest in your program. You've heard this one, right? You're not going to make it. You're going to starve. You're going to hit the wall. It's too difficult. This is the voice in your head of your second grade teacher who said you weren't smart enough. Maybe it was your third grade. Maybe it was not a teacher. Maybe it was somebody else. But that inner critic will do everything it can to sabotage your success. Your only mission is to not listen. Now, you'll hear it. I'm throwing in my two cents here on Shannon. I'm piggybacking on Shannon's piece here by saying, talk back to it. You're going to hear it. So you might as well just look at it. And so somebody walked up to you on the street and said to you, hey, Bill. Hey, Elizabeth, you suck. Would you take that? No, you'd probably say something like, get out of my face. Or who are you? Same thing. Talk to yourself. All those people out there who have the success you aspire to achieve, have, they also have that same inner voice. But they busted through the fear, and they did it anyway. So don't let your inner crazy voice stop you from attaining your dreams. Then there's the cyberbully. Have you seen one of these? Shannon talks about that. I'm familiar with the cyberbully. I've had a number of them. And the bigger you get, the more bullies will be out there. If you write a guest post or article or have an online business, including social media pages, you will inevitably encounter negative reviews, comments, or even cyber sabotage. These people go out of their way to write negative things about you, your company, and your product. The biggest threat with online negative comments or cyber bullies attacking your company or product is you. That's right, it's you, not them. You see, the attention you give them will often fuel their fire and keep the negative cycle burning. So be careful. Sometimes it's better to just leave things alone. The more energy you focus on trying to clean up negative comments or reviews, the less time you have to focus on your business and make it a positive place. So save yourself by ignoring these negative events. Can you imagine celebrities? Think about that for a minute. I mean, I grew up in show business. I guess I still am in it to a certain degree. LA radio. Always worrying about what everybody was thinking. And then, of course, the critics and the paparazzi are throwing you under the bus. You know that the President of the United States spends very little time, if any time at all, reading Twitter or Facebook? Because it could tank their head. Because as many people that may love the president may not agree with the president. Right? So be careful. They'll go away, and they'll go find somebody else to go pick on. The next is the do-over employee contractor. The do-over employee slash contractor. Shannon says, the growth of your business and the outcome of your own success depend on the solid foundation of your team. Now, if you have employees or contractors you're paying, but you have to go over their work and redo their files, then you're wasting your money, your time, and your energy. As a business owner, you want to bring people aboard who care about the mission, your mission, and are invested in your success. That's the culture of your organization. If they're invested in personal projects or growing their own businesses, they might not be the best match for you. You want people who are committed to serving you, your culture, of your organization, with their special skills, gifts, and talents. Then there's the chronic complainer. We have all those. We have those people in our lives, don't we? Yeah, I even complain sometimes, don't you? But this is the perpetual, like a little tsetse fly. You have a dear friend who needs you, right? So you drop your project to go listen to him or her, complain on the phone. After an hour, the friend is still going on about how life sucks, the world is unfair, and it's everybody else's fault, and there's no hope. Now remember, you're savvy. You're a smart business owner committed to growing your business. So don't invest your time in the chronic complainers. Doesn't mean you turn your back on people that are in need, but the chronic complainers. The non-problem solution group, just the problem group. And the sky's always falling. And then finally, number six, and I love this one, Shannon says, the wrong target audience. That's probably one of the biggest screw-ups that entrepreneurs make early on. Whom are you targeting in your business? That's the most important factor in your success. If you don't know who you're targeting, you can't even write a one single stitch of an integrated marketing communications message. You can't even tweet to that person because you don't even know who you're talking to. This means more than just knowing these people. It means actually understanding them and targeting your services and products to fulfill their needs, achieve their goals, solve their problems, right? Nurturing your target audience then is a lot like entering a new relationship. Why would you want to continue dating someone who's just not into you? Wouldn't you just pick up your bags and say, well, didn't work out, good night, love you, bye-bye, I pray for you. So don't take these things personally. Just focus on people who already love you, and you'll grow your business the solid way. I want to thank our friends and entrepreneur, particularly Shannon Kaiser, author, happiness expert, contributor, and entrepreneur. Check out entrepreneur.com today.
Strategist Radio.
Man, we got a lot to cover today on the program, so I'm just going to talk really quick. We're going to talk about marketing strategy, tips for profitably landing business-to-business customers in a minute, but first, Linda Grattan checks in. London Business School professor, suggests ways to stay connected in an increasingly mobile world. Harbor Business Review. Check it out.
Today, major forces are rewriting everything we used to know about the world of work and home. Technology is bringing billions of people together on online while simultaneously separating us from one another on a personal level. To meet the challenges this technology is creating, we need new types of networks. In my work studying the future of work and organizations, I've identified three types of networks that will help us navigate the new landscape, a world in which your value is judged not only on what knowledge you have in your own head, but the collective knowledge of the networks that you maintain. The first type of network is your posse. In John Wayne films, there's always a scene where he's riding out of town with a posse, off to right a wrong. His posse was men who were good in the saddle as he was, men he trusted and who could keep up with him. That's how I think about the modern posse. They're people you are connected with, either in real life or virtually, who share a skill set, background, and professional frame of reference with you. You turn to them to solve a problem, for advice, or when you need fresh eyes. The stronger and more knowledgeable your posse, the more value you bring to a professional environment. The second type of network is the regenerative community. This is a group of people who you know and see in real life and with whom you have deep personal relationships. They regenerate you when you're feeling exhausted. There was a time when we didn't have to consciously think about building these communities because we usually lived with or near them and never travelled far away. In our hypermobile age, that's no longer the case. And that's why it's important to actively nurture and preserve these in-person bonds. The last type of network is made up of people who are nothing like you. These are individuals who will expose you to ideas, knowledge and ways of thinking that are completely different than your own. Research has shown that creativity and problem-solving skills are turbocharged by being exposed to the unfamiliar. Your big idea crowd can be anywhere in the world, virtual or real life, but it's important to foster this group so that you don't find yourself getting caught in a mental rut and turning to the same solutions or techniques over and over. In our hyperlinked online world, the value you hold as an individual is no longer just in yourself, but in the networks you create and foster.
Strategist Radio.
Okay, 6:23 right now for your Thursday morning. Glad to have you aboard. Marino here, you know who you are. You fabulous you. 25th day of June today. Look at this. It's almost July already. Almost the 4th of July. Almost Independence Day. Hey, tomorrow on the program, guess what I have on tap for you? That's right. It's Book Marketing Strategy Friday. Why most book trailers fail miserably? Why do they suck? We'll talk about that tomorrow. We'll fix that problem. Remember, we're critical thinkers. Problem, solution, problem, solution. Tomorrow's program. Get all the details on the hub at tjmarino.com. I am going to hold over Ivan Meisner until tomorrow, I think. He's the founder and chairman of BNI. We were going to talk a little bit about how to design and implement an effective networking strategy. I think it'll fit nicely in tomorrow's program. So I'm going to hold it over till then because I really want to talk about some tactics for winning online marketing, and really tips for profitably landing business-to-business customers, right, rather than business-to-consumer, B2C. We're going to talk B2B a little bit. So here's some things that you can do. These are not all the things that you can do, but here's some ideas that you can do, all right? Some of these you may already do, but remember, if you can't measure it, it's not worth doing. So here we go. Tips for profitably landing B2B customers. First, advertise on very specific Twitter accounts. Twitter ads are goldmine for businesses when done right. Instead of targeting the Twitter accounts of the businesses you would like to target, which takes an enormous amount of time to set up Maybe you target the followers of the accounts that you're of this particular target group that is most likely to follow you, right? The setup time is minimal and the reach is much larger. What about sponsoring updates on LinkedIn? One of the fabulous methods to advertise to business is obviously through the LinkedIn platform. I hear people saying, well, I don't use LinkedIn very much. Well, if you're doing B2B, you better get your fanny over there. Now, sponsoring updates on LinkedIn, you can target company size, seniority levels, job titles, employees of specific companies, organizations, right, firms. By promoting your own articles or your blog posts, you reach your target group and advertise your business page and brand all simultaneously. Great synergy there. If you're looking to advertise in German-speaking countries, maybe you want to take a look at Zing, Z-I-N-G. Platforms are out there. What about activity on LinkedIn groups? Participating in discussions on relevant, got to make sense, remember time is money, don't get activity confused with productivity. Relevant LinkedIn groups is an effective way to establish yourself as an expert and a source of knowledge. Maybe you consider creating a free ebook and contact the group's admins for a chance to be featured in the weekly group notification emails. Be careful how you do this, okay? It's got to be service of others. It's got to zero on the market rather than you, okay? Remember, we're out to help achieve goals, solve problems, and satisfy needs. Those typically have a higher click-through rate than your standard group discussions. What about targeting job titles on Facebook? Now, if LinkedIn turns out to be maybe a little expensive or maybe unprofitable for you, or in addition to the LinkedIn strategy, why not try targeting job titles on Facebook? Having your ad surrounded by maybe holiday photos of your potential customers, best friends, and family can give your ad the edge it needs to outperform perhaps even LinkedIn. On Facebook, you can also target behaviors. The target small business owners for Facebook ads is listed as a behavior targeting option. Did you know that? You can explore what other behavioral targets are doing, particularly relevant to your target group, and then you can split test it with job titles and interests to find out what works best. Then there's advertise during your how-to videos on YouTube. This is powerful. In contrast to popular belief, you don't need a video to advertise on YouTube. While video ads are great, and you should absolutely have a video ad running somewhere right now, the reality of business is that creating a video ad is not always straightforward and can be time-consuming. If business is going well, your time is better allocated, perhaps exploiting somewhere else. Now, don't forget about banner ads on industry-specific websites. Don't forget to promote Google Plus Hangouts. Don't forget about contributing on online magazines. I'm a contributor to Entrepreneur. Find out how you can become a contributor on one of your favorite magazines. Those are some ideas. They're not the end all. It's not the silver bullet magic pill. It's a starting place. It's an idea. God bless you. Make it a great rest of your Thursday. You're marvelous. Go out and love somebody today. Tomorrow on the program, Book Marketing Strategy, we talk about why most book trailers fail miserably. Get all the details at the hub at tjmoreno.com. Make it a great Thursday. I love you. Thanks for being my friend. Kelly, close it out.
Live from the Strategist Business Radio Studio, this has been the Strategist Radio Live with TJ Moreno. We'd love to hear from you. Thoughts, comments, ideas, victories, and even your business's silliest business spoofs. We invite you to contact us anytime. If you'd like to share your business best practice strategy on an upcoming edition of the show with our global audience, email Tony at support@tjmoreno.com. Be sure to make your way to the Hub and help yourself to all the fresh, relevant, and timely business strategy materials, including the complete radio archive library, by visiting and bookmarking tjmoreno.com. If you would like Tony to set aside the time to review your present business strategy, send your request in care of support at tjmoreno.com. We'll see you again Monday through Friday, 6 to 6:30 a.m. Pacific, for our next raw and real intimate get-together. on the Strategist Radio Live.